zeggen dus maar Avi Bari, Jacob Yisrael Pilchas, en zeggen dus maar Daniel Shein, en dus Yeshua Fowler. Okay, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. So I wanted to talk about something related to Birchas HaMitzvah. And then you'll see how it ties in to the Parsha. So there's a famous sugya in the beginning of Psachim, Adav Zayin, relating to the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah. Sometimes we make a bracha with le, and sometimes al. Lehasatev batzitzis, lehaniach tefillin. And sometimes we leishev basuka. And then sometimes we make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, al mikra megillah. So what's the klal? Is there a, what's the klal? Hadlik ner shel Chanukah, sometimes with al, and sometimes with le. And then the Gemara has some ideas, and the Rishonim have some ideas, but it's a fascinating, because it says so much about the mitzvah based on the nusach, you know, whatever Chazal decided. But first we have to understand what's the rule. Why sometimes al and sometimes le? And that's going to be, and I could give you 10 different shiurim with different approaches of Rishonim on this topic. But today we're going to present the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita, as quoted in the Rush in the first parak of Psachim. And then we're going to see how the Chasam Sofer uses Rabbeinu Tam Shita as a vehicle to explain the Chazal that Rashi quotes in this week's Parsha. And then we'll say some immediately that got it. So let me read you from the Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam again is quoted in the Rush in Psachim Adaf Zayin Simen Yud. Okay. So says the Rush from the Rabbeinu Tam the following. So he says like this. He says, "Ma shechilku mevadbei brachos yesh mehem shetiknu ba'al, yesh mehem shetiknu b'lam." Sometimes they were sakin with al, and sometimes with lam. Rabbeinu Tam zal hayosin tam ladover, dechol mitzvahs nasen miyad, shaych levarach aleim al. In other words, normally you make a bracha over a lasiyah, so right before you do the mitzvah, and then you do the mitzvah right away, and it's finished.
So he says, "You're on al mikra megillah, al hatfila, al netilas yadayim, al hafrashas truma, al achilas matzah, al achilas mora."
All those things. Soon as you're going to make the bracha, then you're going to do the mitzvah, and then the mitzvah is finished. Al netilas yadayim. You're going to make the bracha, and then you're going to wash. Al mikra megillah. So mikra megillah might take a little bit of time to do it, but you do it, and then it's finished. Right?
Al mikra megillah. Al netilas yadayim. Al achilas mara. But he says, avallah haniach tefillin.
But the bracha say on tefillin. And the macha shal yad and the and it goes on Shirosh. I'm not going to be discussing the Moshe Shapiro al mitzvahs, but like Moshe Shapiro pointed out, l'haniach tefillin. So I make the bracha, I put it on, but the mitzvah is nimsheches. In other words, it's not like, in other words, it continues. As long as I'm wearing the tefillin, the mitzvah continues. It's a continuous mitzvah. It's not like matzah. Matzah, as soon as I ate the matzah, okay, I ate the kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. I ate the matzah. Finished. The mitzvah's over. Same thing with al netilas yadayim. I finished al mikra megillah. Again, mikra megillah might take time, but it's still, I do it and finished. But tefillin, after I do the mice and it's on me, it's a continuous mitzvah. What he calls a mitzvah
שיש בהם שיהוי. והלושן מורה על כך להיות מאותר בתפילין, להיות עוטף בציצס. Velation of sukkah. Right? In other words, I go into the sukkah and the mitzvah is continuous. Right? The mitzvah is continuous. Lahadlik ner Chanukah.
Yeshir b'mitzvahs ha'gdamim v'ben madlikim. Mitzvahs ha'mishetishka ha'chama ha'chetichra regel min ha'shuk. But even though, technically speaking, kavsei nezoku klo. You could put it and then in zoku klo, but you could light it for a second and go out. But the mitzvah is a continuous mitzvah.
V'chein l'shmoa kol shofar yeshir l'hafsaka bein ha'tkiyas v'ikam mitzvah shofar al seder brachos. And that's the. And then he makes one more comment. He says, "Masha'im mevarchim al kriyas halel." We don't say al by there, but l'chore, because anu mevarchim al mikra megillah, haynu time l'fi shekorim es a megillah below hefsek. Aval the kriyas halel mafsikin v'hatzibur onin rashi hapsukim. In other words, it's one. The point is, it has to be a mitzvah. Al is a mitzvah that you're not mafsik, you do right away, then it's finished. And halel, they were mafsik, different ways of saying it. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam's yisod. That's Rabbeinu Tam's yisod, that the mitzvahs of al is mitzvah that you're going to do right away and without a hefsek, soon as you make the bracha, and then it's finished. There's no continuation. And the mitzvahs that have continuation, a hemshech to them, like tefillin, it's keep going. And we say, al latilas luluf, right? So because as soon as you pick it up, the mitzvah is finished. But say sukkah, leishiv besukkah, because we continue sitting in the sukkah, even just, it's not like lulav where we do the mitzvah and now it's finished. The mitzvah is continuous, and that is Rabbeinu Tam's yisod of how to do the different mitzvahs. In fact, there's a discussion like the Neres Chanukah. What if you forgot to, The klal is kol mitzvahs mevarchim lehem over al asiyason, right? You have to make the right over al asiyason right before. And there's a whole discussion: what if you didn't? What if you did you forgot to make the bracha, right? And you so that's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, whether you could. Whether you could continue making whether you can make the bracha afterwards. There's a discussion about, the focus, the Rambam or Zarua, whether you could continue making the bracha afterwards. But that's the yisod of Rabbeinu Tam. And then the Chasam Sofer just adds one connection, Rabbeinu Tam, is that, certain mitzvahs that have continuation, you might be able to make the bracha in the middle. So, say for example, we go in the sukkah. So we're not machpid to say leishiv sukkah and then walk into the sukkah, right? We should do that, right? Because over lasiyasa. But since it's a mitzvah nimsheches, so then we can go into the sukkah already, and technically we're
fulfilling the mitzvah of being in the sukkah. But since it's a mitzvah ha-nemsheches, we can make the bracha even before, even in the middle of being mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah will be continuous. It'll be before the next part of the mitzvah, but it's continuous. But we don't do that by mikra megillah. We don't make the bracha in the middle because, again, it's not a continuous mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah, it takes time just to do the mitzvah of mikra megillah, but that's not the same as the sukkah where the mitzvah just continues. And that's the but that's the Rabbeinu Tam's idea. And then the Chasam Sofer adds that Nakuda by Sukkah, that since there's a mitzvah hanemsheches, then we're not makpid to make the bracha before we enter the sukkah. Which is yeah. Okay, now how does this tie in to this week's parsha? So there is a
Just what was the chilek with Hallel again? Why was Hallel
oh, so
in
I'll
Shechus?
read you. So in Hallel, he says, let me read it to you. Masha'im v'rachim al kriyas Hallel, ba'anu v'rachim al mikra megillah, ha'in time of the shikorim as a megillah below hafzeh. Hallel, b'kriyas Hallel mafzikin v'atzibur onim rosh ha'ksukim. Because the way they used to do Hallel was like, they would read it up to a certain point, and then the chazan would read and they would answer. With on maybe with Anu Hashem Hoshiyanos and things like that. So it wouldn't be one asiyah that's done right away. They would stop reading, and then there would be a give and take between the chazan and the people. So therefore, it's also hard. It's not a mitzvah of sheches, but it's not a mitzvah also that the tzibur does in one swoop without any. That's how that's his addendum to this idea. That what the Rabbeinu Tam always says the biggest chiddushim were always said by Rabbeinu Tam, as we know. He always has interesting chiddushim. Okay. So now let's tie it in to this week's parsha. This week's parsha is the hemshech of last week's parsha of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. We know the famous Rambam says that we don't do Bris Milah because it was given to Avraham Avinu. We do Bris Milah because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, Avraham Avinu was the beginning of Bris Milah. And we know the pasuk says, etc. So the famous Chazal that Rashi brings down, why Elone Mamre? Shenasan lo Eitzah al Hamid. Right, so we could probably spend a lot of time. This is the famous question. What was, how does it, Hashem says to do something. So you need, then you go to your friend and say, oh, you think it's a good idea? Oh, good idea. I'll give you a good eitzah. You should listen. So that what's the prat? There's so much to say, but what does it mean? Shanasan lo eitzah al hamilah. So there's a lot to say, but again, we're going to work with one mahalach, and that the Chasam Sofer is going to use the words of this Rabbeinu Tam to give pshat in Shanasan lo eitzah al hamilah. But before that, there's a famous question. We know that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. He was Mekayim the whole Torah before it was given. And the one thing that he was not Mekayim before was Bris Milah. And that's a whole discussion of why didn't he do Bris Milah. There's a famous briskavort. Horace likes to say that until you get a tzivui, it's not considered an oral. You're not considered an oral until the tzivui to do it. Without the tzivui, it's not oral. Different. I once heard of Shimshon Pinkus's father, Zichrono Livracha. Shimshon Pinkus's father, the L.A. what's the L.A. connection to Rav Shimshon Pinkus's father is the Rabbi Shalom Tendler from L.A. So he's a brother-in-law. Oh, he was Rav Shimshon Pinkus. In other words, his wife is a Pinkus. So he wants he. So there's another brother-in-law. His name is Rav Yosef Rabinowitz. He's a kind Berliner. He has a shul in Flatbush. So every once in a while, the Shver, who's the father of Shimshon Pinkus, would come to the shul and he would speak. So he said a very beautiful pshat once. He said that a bris means there's a covenant between two parties. In other words, a lulav, you can shake a lulav, if you figure out that there's a mitzvah of lulav with, even without a tzivut. Because Avraham Avinu was able to intuit all the mitzvahs of Torah. But a bris, by definition, is a covenant between two parties. So if Hashem didn't give his involvement yet, so then it's not shy to speak about a bris. What, a bris with yourself? A bris is a covenant and an agreement between two parties. So they have to be, so until the tzivoy, there's not. So I thought that was a very good, a very nice pshat, this old question that there are many they listen to.
I just heard another teretz last week that's that you're not since you're not allowed to make a chabura to yourself only unless there's a tzivui. If there's no tzivui, how are you allowed
Right, if
to?
no tzivur, then you're right. So then it's a problem of making a chabura, right? Right. Also very good. Oh, so also, so this was the discussion of. Of the so the Chasam Sofer explains like this: what was the Eitz on the Mila? I'll read it in the Taurus. The Chasam, so you should know that the Chasam Sofer, there's two sets of Svarim from the Chasam Sofer on Torah. One is called Taurus Moshe, and one is called Chasam Sofer. They're two different sets, and two different. A lot of times, people are looking at something they hear from the Chasam Sofer, and they don't realize they're two different sets. And the vort they might be interested in is the other set, so you have to realize that the two plus more, but the two main things are Taurus Moshe Ala Torah and Chasam Sofer Ala Torah, and they were just reprinted and then the printing etc. So the Chasam Sofer says like this: Nasa la Eitz Ala Mila, Fichach Nigdal Elovim Bechelk. So says the Chasam Sofer: Hinei Kol Roei Yipole Lichi Avam Avinu Yitach Eitz Ala Mila. Avraham Avinu is going to ask Eitzah from Mamre. So he says, Vanira, hinei Avraham Avinu, I'm reading from the Chasam Sofer. As Kol Masha Yochel Shum Adam Ba'olam Hasi, because he was able to intuit, all the Torah. Oseg Mamre Chazal Shekiyim Torah. He knew that Hashem is going to give the Torah, and he was able to intuit all the mitzvahs. And he was mekayim it like an Einu Mitzuvah V'Oseh, because he was able to figure it out. And Mitzvah Mila also, he was able to figure out. So why didn't he do it? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, because any other mitzvah he could do, now, and when he's going to do it again later, well, now we'll do it b'tores Einu Mitzuvah Bosa. This year he's Sheikh Lulav Einu b'tores Mitzuvah. Next year Hashem will be mitzvah. He can do it again. But Mila, technically, even though you could always do Hatov's numbers, but Mila is one time. In other words, the Iker Mitzvah Mila is to cut the Orla. Or Priya, we do also later on. But once it's done, it's done. So if you're going to know, and we know the klal is what? Gadol mitzuvah v'oseh, mimishenu mitzuvah v'oseh. So you can do something einu mitzuvah v'oseh, but you don't, but it's, but, and it's kedai because later on, when you become a mitzuvah v'oseh, you'll do it again. Like you eat matzah this year, the Torah is einu mitzuvah v'oseh. And next year you can eat matzah again. But bris milah, if you're going to do it, then you're forfeiting your ability to do it. B'torah is what? Mitzvah said, because it's a one-shot deal. It's not like other mitzvahs. Every year I'm gonna eat matzah. Every year we're gonna shake lulav. Every year we're gonna sit in the sukkah. So 1 year it could be Eid Mitzvah, like, and the other year Mitzvah. But Mila is not something that you Mila is not something that you could is not something you could repeat. So there. So that was the Eitzah. The Eitzah was, don't do Mila until Hashem actually commands you. That was his Eitzah. That was, of course, if Hashem is going to tell you something, you're going to listen. You don't need Mamre, your friend Mamre, to tell you to do Tzivah Hashem. But what Mamre was saying him about Mila, saying, wait till Hashem, which he did, wait till Hashem commands you. And that's what that was the Eitzah. That was the I'll call you back.
Who was Mamre to have such insight into halacha? I can understand if it was like a medical thing, he would know, a physical thing, but how would he know halacha, hashkafa, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know so much about Mamre, but
He was Avraham's friend.
what?
He was Avraham's friend for many years. He must have talked
Yeah.
to
Okay. So I'm sure he must have known something, So that was his Eitzah. Oh, but he says like this. But he says more. He says, so what's the Lashon Chazal, Rashi? Shenoson lo Eitzah what? Al Hamila. So he says a beautiful idea. And now I'm going to read you the rest. Now it's going to tie in with everything we said before in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Again, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the discussion, when did you say Al? And when do you say Le? He goes, think about it. If he's waiting, now there is a discussion. Is Mila considered a mitzvah hanemsheches or not? On one hand, you could say it's no different than Netilas Yadayim. It's no different than Mikra Megillah and Matzah. You do it once and finished. Right? That's one mahalach. There's a famous tshuva of the Marach or Zarua. The Marach or Zarua is the son of the Or Zarua, and he has a famous tshuva, where he says that Mila is also considered a mitzvah nefsheches, and that's the pshat that David HaMelech, who was in the bathhouse, the Gemara says brachas, and he was feeling bad because he says I can't do any mitzvahs now, and then he looked at the Mokum Mila and he said, oh, there's the Mila, and that gave him Yishuv Hadas. So the Maror HaZeror says because maybe Mila is also considered. It's a mitzvah to Leos Nimol, and there's also an Isser of Moshech Moral also to try to pull the skin back, but that's the Marach Or Zeruah's shita. But the Chasam Sofer is learning that no, Mila is what? Is like matzah. It's like lulav. You do it once, and then it's done, finished. Gemara. So he says, "Shenasan lo Eitzah what? Al Hamil." What does that mean? What was his idea? To wait, because if you're going to wait, so then when are you going to make the bracha beforehand, right? And which bracha are you going to make? If you assume that it's not a mitzvah shachas, lamul or al. So that's what he says. According to Rabbeinu Tam, "Dosan lo Eitzah." Al Habib. In other words, because if he would have, and my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro, the librarian of YU, explained to me the pshat is like this, and the way it's explained here in the footnote in the New Testament Sofers, is that if he would have done the Mila before, so then he would have done it, and like my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, maybe he wouldn't have necessarily made a bracha, and then he would have done it because later on, once Hashem commands those, and that would have been on the Hemshech, assuming that it was a mitzvah and Hemsheches, and then he would have made a bracha lomel, right? Because if he would have done it already, then Hashem commands. So maybe, in theory, if he would have made a bracha, or maybe on the challot, there's a whole discussion in the poskim whether you can make a bracha on just the kiyum mitzvah or it has to be a ma'aseh mitzvah. Shecht always says over on Soloveitchik that he was of the opinion that you need a ma'aseh. If you don't have a ma'aseh mitzvah, then you can't make the bracha. It has to be. But not everyone agrees that. I mean, I think we mentioned discussed in the shiur. There's a discussion if they used to have chasanas on Friday, and women would go to the chasanas and then they would come home, and it was too late to light neiros because it's already past Shkia. So what would they do? So they would get a. So one shot is to get a goy to light, and then the woman would make the bracha on the goy's light. So that clearly is assuming that you don't need, you can make a bracha even without a ma'aseh mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion you need a ma'aseh mitzvah. Rav Moshe Feinstein also seems to say you don't need a ma'aseh mitzvah because Rav Moshe discusses if you rent a house, so there's a so you're chutz la'aretz, so you're not chayiv mezuzah till day 31. So there's a question. So should you wait till day 31 to put up the mezuzah, or could you put it up right away, and then when day 31 comes, you just put your without a bracha, and then put your hand on the mezuzah on day 31 and make the bracha. So Rav Moshe has a discussion about making waiting with the bracha and putting it up right away if you know you're going to be there for longer than 30 days right away, etc. So seemingly in that tshuva, he was assuming you can make a bracha even though you're not making the ma'aseh mitzvah, like Rav Moshe Shapira said, it would be on the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And the same thing over here. So, nosel eitzel amila, what was his eitzel? His eitzel was to wait. Because if you wait, so then what's the, so then you're gonna make a bracha right before. And then what's the bracha gonna be? Al Hamil, because you're going to do it right before, and assuming it's not a mitzvah and Shechas. If you would have done it before, then maybe, like Rav Moshe Shapira said to me, you wouldn't have made a bracha before because you weren't even mitzvah. And then maybe you'll make it again, or theoretically you can make it again, and then the bracha wouldn't be Al Hamila. The bracha would be on the continuation of the, as Rav Moshe Shapira put out, on the continuation of the Hemshechias, if you assume that, and then it would be the Lamed. So this whole idea is Merumas. In the fact that what? It says, Nosan lo eitzah what? Al hamila. In other words, not only pshat that he, simple pshat, he's given an eitzah to do the mila. So that everyone asks, that can't be. It's ridiculous. He's going to give an eitzah. So what's the answer? The answer is he gave him an eitzah to wait till Hashem commands. Because if you wait till Hashem commands, so then what? So then, so then you'll do it as a mitzvah ba'osa, because if you do it before, you're going to do it b'toras eiv mitzvah ba'osa, and then there's no rectification. It's not like matzah. Every year you can eat matzah. So 1 year you can eat a she'eino mitzvah, next year you'll be mitzvah. But meal, once you did it, you finished. So he says, wait, and then you'll make the bracha what? Al hamila right before you do it. And that's what it means. She'nosen lo eitzah al hamila. And that's. If you look into this board, it's in the Torah's Moshe. The Torah's Moshe on, not in the Chasam Sofer Ala Torah, but on the Torah's Moshe Ala Torah. And, but it's a beautiful Mahalach working with this Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rashi in Pesachim. Now, there's other Pshatim on Al and Le. Some say the difference between whether you have to do the mitzvah yourself, or you can make a shliach for the mitzvah. That I prepared another shiur for some other place that I'm giving on shlichas by Neiros Chanukah, and whether there is shlichas or not shlichas, the whole discussion with the Al and the Le over there. But there's so many different mahalchim with the Al and the Le, so every shiur I give a different mahalch. And so this time we're only focusing on Rabbeinu Tam's mahalch on this. So one Hosafa will make to conclude here is we know the concept of gadol mitzuvah va'osa mibishena mitzuvah va'osa. So Tosas says in Kedushin, why is that? So Tosas says because when you mitzuvah va'osa, then there's always a yetzahara telling you not to do it. Because the yetzahara is always trying to make things difficult, and we benefit by that because if we beat the yetzahara, then from tzara agra, then the mitzvah has more value. Mitzvah has more value to it. And but if you ain't a mitzvah vosa, so it's not so the yetzahara is not going to start up with you. So that's why it's gadol mitzvah vosa, because whenever you mitzvah vosa, there's always going to be a counter thing trying to get you not to do it. That's the Tarsus. But there's the Sefer Atzei Chaim, which I'd like to quote every once in a while, is the written by the Satmar Rebbe's brother. It's interesting, the Atzei Chaim, it was the Satmar Rebbe's brother who died in his 40s. But all of Satmar today, the leadership, is all from his grandchildren. In other words, when Rav Yerlish passed away, so Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Berach Moshe, became the Rebbe, and he's a son of the Atzei Chaim. He's a son of the Atzei Chaim, and all the leadership today, Rabbi Teitelbaum, Zalman Leib, the two factions in Satmar, are the grandchildren of the Atzei Chaim, the son of the Berach Moshe. In fact, also, the Atzei Chaim's son-in-law was the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe's whole family was killed. But that was the Berach Moshe's daughter. And kids was his wife, his first wife. Then he came to America. He remarried and started a new family. And it's all from the Atzei. So the Atzei Chaim says a beautiful idea. He says, why gadol mitzuvah v'osa? Because if a person does something, on one hand, you would think, if I'm doing it from the goodness of my heart, you know, so I'm doing it for the goodness of my heart. So, so isn't that a greater thing? It shows I'm such a nice person. I'm so, doing it for the goodness of my heart. But he says, no. He says, because whenever a human being does something, a human being is finite, right? I'm a human being. I'm a finite being. So therefore, my actions are also finite, right? So it's limited. I'm a limited person. Whatever I do is limited, and the whole thing is limited. But if it's mitzvah v'osa, that means you're a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That whatever you're doing is a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. So when you're doing a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do, that mitzvah is also Ein Sof, because it's a shlichus from the Ein Sof. So then the toikef of the mitzvah, the chashivas and the power and the potency of the mitzvah, Ein L'shayer. Ein L'shayer. So Mamela, that's why it's Gadol Mitzuvah V'osa. Mashen Kein of Zedon Mitzuvah V'osa. It says you doing it in your own volition, your own idea. So that's much more limited. So that's why now we appreciate even more that Mamre wanted Avram Avinu to do the Mila. If you, especially Mitzvah Mila, you only do once. It's not like other mitzvahs that sometimes you can do B'Torah Mitzuvah V'osa, sometimes Zedon Mitzuvah V'osa. You're doing it Mitzuvah V'osa. You can only do it once, so you might as well do it mitzvah v'osa, because it's such a big difference on mitzvah v'osa and ein mitzvah v'osa. And that's some point out. I forget who said this, but some point out that schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha, right? The Gemara says in Kedushin, schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. The ikas schar is in the world to come, so it makes and. Some say that's only the Iker mitzvah, but on the things that are, the Bnei Soska says, the chumras that we put into the mitzvah and other things, right? So we discussed this, that's even in this world. But what's the idea? So some Sfarim write that, because if you, Scham mitzvah b'hayal malecha, because this world is finite. So, but a mitzvah that you do is infinite. But that means a mitzvah you do, but Tzivur Hashem. That's Ein Sof. So there's nothing in this world that's Ein Sof that could possibly measure up to what the schar really is deserving. But in Olam Haba, that's a world of Ein Sof, like a world. So then there could be proper schar. In this world, there's a world of that's finite, and therefore there's nothing that this world could possibly pay to measure the chashivas of the mitzvah. And that's the idea. Shenoso lo eitzah al hamila. Say bediktuk al hamila. Because to make the bracha al hamila and not lomol al hamila, because you're going to do it beforehand, because you're going to wait for the tzivoy to come. Once you wait for the tzivoy to come, then ein adome the chashivas of the mitzvah that you're going to, the chashivas of the mitzvah that it's going to be, because it's going to be a mitzvah that's mitzvah v'osa. And that's the lesson though, it's alamila. And the Chasam Sefer says beforehand that you see that, you know, normally when there was Ashros HaShchina, so Avram would fall on his face. But here, when Hashem came to him, it says, Vayara Ratzu Krosam, because after one gets the mitzvah of Mila, that's Mechazik, the person. And even with the Ashros HaShchina, it's, and, you know, there's a famous Truvis Rabbi Kiva Eger that says that if the father's not, you know, that the grandfather has a special chelak in the mitzvah of Mila, because the mitzvah of Mila, the Kli Yoker says, the mitzvah of Mila takes off the physical orla, but it also takes off the orla's halev. In other words, because there's a metaphysical impediment of having Torah penetrate you before you have the mitzvah of Mila. If you have the mitzvah of Mila, that comes off, and Torah could penetrate the person. So not only a father has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but a grandfather also. Grandfather also has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, says the so Rabbi Kivega says the in the tshuva there. And therefore, so his chelak in Mila is, you know, is very chashuv. Sometimes grandfathers like to say it over. When your son Bez Hashem has a bris, you say over this vort from the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eiger, speaks about the chashivas of a grandfather in the midst of Mila. It was nice. Your friend, there was a very beautiful article in the Mishpacha magazine about Rabbi Shaya Cohen and how he is teaching Torah and how he, you know, gets them to penetrate. There's a beautiful, beautiful article. I'm sure you must have seen it, but it was worth it. It was very kedai. But that's the idea, because for some kids, like Rav David Stavron said to me, so for some people it doesn't penetrate right away. You need special Rebbe to get it in. But the Bris Mila is part of that, but the special Rebbe is also part of that. And that's what that was the discussion of, you know, he writes that 20% Shai Cohen says 20% of the Rebbeim are natural talent. 20%, another 20% shouldn't have been in chinuch at all. And then there's 60% that could go either way, depending upon if they're trained properly. That was what he writes. But Bitzvah Mila is very part of an idea that to enable the Torah to be nichnas to the person. So that's the Eitzah Mamre. No, so Eitzah Al Hamila. Wait for the Tzivoy, and then you'll make a bracha Al Hamila and not long.